96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
The essence of America lies in the hearts and souls of us. You see, some missed this message. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't a great soundbite.
Ohio Governor John Kasich bowing out of the GOP presidential contest today. He follows Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who did the same less than 24 hours earlier. Donald Trump now stands alone as the presumptive GOP presidential nominee. And that's where we begin with the Reporters' Roundtable tonight. My guests are Deborah Simmons with The Washington Times and Keith Alexander of The Washington Post. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or find us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Deborah, Keith, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Two of my favorite men.
Well, thank you. Let's say hats off to Keith for his, is it Pulitzer, Pulitzer? What's the deal?
Either one works for me, but I do want to say thank you to the WHUR family and to you all for giving the shout out when we won the Pulitzer.
Oh, you heard it?
Yes. Everyone say, I heard about it on HUR. I heard about HUR.
They didn't read it in the post.
They heard about HUR. So yes, I want to thank you all very much for
congratulations. Yes. We are very, very proud of you. And
absolutely.
And certainly many, because this is the second one that you've worked on, right?
This is the second one that I worked on, but this is the first one where my name is above. I actually contributed, wrote, led stories. The first one was the Virginia Tech shooting years ago. Mm-hmm. But this is the one where it's, you know, I get a check. I get a little something.
Right.
So it really is, you know, my name will be listed as a Pulitzer Prize winner.
And a little Amazon Prime, too. Yeah. let us go to presidential politics. Boy, I tell you, what a difference a day makes. There were three. Now there's just one. Deborah, are you surprised that this has happened to the GOP presidential contest so quickly?
Trump gave us, Ted Cruz gave us a kind of indication on Sunday and Monday that he was going to try to leave the race when he tried to throw everything, including a hot pan of grits, at Donald Trump. But they didn't stick.
Bringing in Carly Fiona.
Everything. None of it stuck. And it happened too late. If he had perhaps lowered the tenor but related the same tone 2-3 months ago, he would have gotten the attention of voters, which is what he needed to do. Trump gets attention for voters because he said he has no filter, which is one of, I think, could be the thing that crashes and burns Donald Trump, the fact that he has no filter.
It hasn't happened yet.
What you see and what he says is what you get. Of course, a VP alongside him on the ticket could change things drastically. But I also don't envision Donald Trump standing at a podium toe-to-toe with Hillary Clinton, beating her up the way he has done her and Ted Cruz.
Keith, like you said, it hasn't happened yet. No one thought that we would be here.
And what's going to be very interesting now is what's going to happen with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Because now Hillary Clinton has spent all her time fighting against Bernie.
Right.
Where some would argue now she needs to spend that time and that money fighting against Donald Trump.
Right. As if the general election is next month.
Exactly. That's what, but she doesn't have that time. So what's going to happen over the next few months with Bernie Sanders? Also, what's going to happen when it's Hillary versus Trump, which is the assumption we expect.
Yeah.
And all of Bernie Sanders' supporters just stay at home. They decide, you know what?
That would be unfortunate.
My choice was Bernie Sanders. My choice was not Hillary Clinton. So you know what? I'm going to stay home. And I think that's what a lot of people in the Democratic Party who I talk to are most concerned about, that that's how Donald Trump is going to get into the White House, because a lot of people who are supporting Bernie Sanders are going to stay home as opposed to vote.
Well, shouldn't the Democratic Party do what Reince Priebus did last night after the Indiana election and say
start talking about unification?
She's the absolutely. I mean, we want people.
And these are happening now.
We want
these, but
people.
It's not
and Democrat,
Bernie Sanders,
turnout
Bernie
is
Sanders
one
there.
Of the Democrats' favorite words. I mean, Donna Brazil. That's always been her job at the DNC to turn out the vote.
202, hold on for a second. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable talking about the top stories of the week. Certainly give us a call if you want to comment. Piggybacking on what you were just saying, though, Deborah, 2008, I believe it was, 35%, 40% of the supporters of Hillary Clinton when it was clear when Barack Obama,
right.
Senator Obama, got the nomination
right.
June, right. I guess, they went over to the other side. They went over to the Barack Obama side.
Right.
Okay. Is it possible? Isn't it expected for the sake of unity that if Bernie Sanders decides to drop out, that the Bernie Sanders supporters will support Hillary Clinton, 35%, 20% women.
Well, it's considering the fact that the Democratic Party was the party, I think it was 1968, when they were divided over what to do because of what was going on, not what the Republicans were doing so much, but because of what was going on inside the Democratic Party and who they wanted and who they didn't want. Look, the Democratic Party is the party of that's always taken at least the black vote for granted. If they turn that to the other side of the street and start taking all Democratic votes for granted, they're going to be in some deep doo-doo. And I don't think they're going to go there. And I don't think Debbie Wasserman would want them to to go there for sure.
Oh, the head of the Democratic National Committee.
The head of the Democratic National Committee. The thing is that Trump's very presence at this late point in the delegates game means this is not a traditional presidential election. But I would think that they would be on their game. And Donna Brazile, if nobody else, they would say, Donna, what do we do now?
Yeah. let me get some phone calls in here real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ivy, calling from Northwest D.C. What's on your mind, Ivy?
Sure. I think that a lot of what's happening here is that a lot of people are supporting Trump privately, but not vocalizing that they are in support of his views, simply because oftentimes as business owners and as women, we don't think that we have been addressed in a manner that is going to be beneficial to just a candidate like Hillary Clinton that thinks that votes are an entitlement, especially from black voters.
So Ivy, you think there's a lot of closeted Trump supporters out there?
Absolutely. I know people, they're like, yeah, we love Barack, but I'm a check Trump on.
You know what? She may very well have a great point because, as was said by one of the correspondents on CNN just this morning, that the appeal of Donald Trump is to the heart and not to the head. Because intellectually, if you talk about the things that he said about, you know, black folks, the dog whistle politics of it, and the not so subtle things that he said about Latinos, and the not so subtle things that he has said
about women.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But there is a huge population out there that,
right,
like Ivy said, all they do is sit and they watch and they go,
wow.
And then they vote.
And then what they say is, you know what? I don't like that he said X and Y, but I like that he said A, B, and C.
Exactly.
And so I'm going to go with the A, B, and C part of what he said and just ignore the other parts that he said I didn't like.
That I didn't like.
I didn't like.
And we need to definitely thank Ivy Wise.
Thank you, Ivy.
Thank you, Ivy. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Melissa calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was just, I got spurred to call when you mentioned uniting the Democratic Party. For me and a lot of my female friends who are Bernie supporters, that's going to be hard to do because we so strongly distrust Hillary Clinton. It's a moral thing. And we also find it very a little presumptive on her part that she would assume just because we're women, we should be endorsing her. So when you have such a deep moral conflict with a candidate, though you are a Democrat or an independent that would never vote for Donald Trump, it's hard to pull yourself to that side.
So, Melissa, are you saying that if it's between Trump and Hillary Clinton, that you will stay home?
I will begrudgingly vote for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Again, pinching the nose and going in and vote.
Pretty much, yeah.
And here's the thing: when it comes down to voting, you know, if you don't like either candidate, still at least vote.
Please vote.
Yeah. There you go, Melissa. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you want to talk politics, please stay on the line because I want to definitely make sure that we get everyone. But we have a lot of issues coming up tonight, and I want to touch on this before 7:30. So definitely listen up to this one.
So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my... Did it.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Larry Wilmore, comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. He used the N-word at the end of his comedic monologue. That monologue was anything but subtle. Keith, I'll let you start. What grade would you give? You know, we have to deal with the N-word, first of all.
He really did not use the N-word.
What?
He used...
Oh, you didn't hear it because I blocked it out.
No, some of us know the difference. Mm-hmm. He called him my nigga. Did y'all bleep me? I was bleeped? Okay.
Well, you're getting an extra check, so we'll send it to the FCC.
He put a G-A on the end of the word, as opposed to the G-E-R. Can I say that?
No, because see, here's the thing.
No, wait a minute. So as we all know, mm-hmm. within the whole barbershop world, when you're hanging out with our friends, for a lot of people, that's a term of endearment. That's how brothers talk to brothers.
You better not say that to me.
And so what he did, as he talked about, you know, I never thought, you know, in my life that I would even see a black quarterback.
Right.
And so he was talking about, and so he has an exclusive interview with my colleague, Krista Thompson, in tomorrow's Washington Post. And he admits that he misjudged the room. He got caught up in the fact that here I am talking with a black president here. And the room, he realized he lost the room early on in the set. So he said, you know what? I'm just going to talk.
Well, hold that point because, Deborah, I know you want to comment, and that wasn't the barbershop. That was the biggest barbershop I've ever seen. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable talking politics. We're talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and some of the controversial comments that were made by comedian Larry Wilmore. What's going on with Metro? So much to talk about, so please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Howard, Jessica, Arnold, Life calling on the phone. Please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Your comments and ours coming up in just a few seconds.